Our fashionista Andy Page is going to cut things right to the short this morning when it comes to our hair. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Yes, if you are someone who has contemplated getting a shorter haircut, and I think we all have at some point, right? Long hair has been the look for some time now, and many of us are absolutely sick of it. More and more celebrities are going short. It's like, oh, it's a nail biter. Do I have the courage? Do I have the courage? I'm going to give you five reasons why right now, this very moment, is exactly when you need to cut your hair.
All right, number one.
Your hair is already fried after the summer, right? Between the pool and the beach and the sun and the bleach, it's completely fried. So why don't we just make a fresh start? So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, we are heading into major photo season, right? Mm. You want cute hair for Halloween and Thanksgiving and when we see your old friends and family at Christmas and all of that and New Year's. So if you want to do something fun and look freshy fresh for all of those photos, you want to cut your hair now. That's number two.
Okay.
Number three. The number three reason is because you are going to be taken so much more seriously at work and school if you cut your hair right now.
Really?
If you go short, yeah, you're going to push out from the pack. People are going to notice you and think that, you know, you have much more courage and funk. And remember, bonus season is right around the corner. So now is the time to be perceived as being much more courageous at work or at school. So now is the time to cut your hair short.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, the number four reason is it's officially hat season.
So,
you can wear a fashionable hat until it grows out.
Oh, my goodness.
And the number five reason why, if you've been contemplating getting your hair cut short, now is the time to do it, is because if you get your hair cut today, this very day, it will have grown 4 inches by May. So you'll have a cute, longer, shaggy do by summer.
Hmm. Wow, it'll grow that much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it grows a half an inch every month. So in 8 months, it will be May, and, yeah, your hair will have grown 4 inches.
Goodness. Now, have you thought about doing this yourself?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've had short hair, long hair. I just cut, like, 6 inches off at the beginning of the year, so I'm ready for another one.
All right. Do you got some pictures of these sweet cuts?
Oh, yeah, of course. You can find these tips and more on my website. And, of course, if you follow me on Pinterest, you can see them there. And I encourage you all to pick up my book, Style and a Shoestring, for courage in all of your fashion departments.
All right. Our fashionista, Andy Page, will look for your pictures of when you go short, Andy, too.
Fantastic. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Have a great week.